Where will we find hope? I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point. In a recent Wall Street Journal article, Andy Crouch identifies Steve Jobs as a secular prophet. Jobs led what's been called, quote, the cult of the Mac. And as a recent convert myself, I learned what all the fuss was about. Jobs didn't just advance technology, he humanized it. He made it look better, feel better, connect us in new ways, and yet he continually made it more simple and intuitive. But there was more to it for Jobs, as the bitten apple of Eden symbol on every product revealed. Making your own way may have been a sin in the Bible, but it's the gospel for a secularist worldview. And Jobs delivered the secularist gospel to the world in the form of technology. But the hope that he offered was only temporal. If life is only about muddling through, he certainly made it easier than it used to be. But what about the next life? Well, there was no answer from Steve Jobs on that. His hope was limited to this life. iPads are great, but there's no substitute for a hope that springs eternal. I'm John Stone Street.